The Democratic Party is in uncharted territory. Never in recent memory has a presumptive nominee's future in either party been so uncertain at this point in a presidential race. Polling shows that voters have continued to lose confidence in Biden since the debate. Democratic governors met with the president last night, and Hawaii Governor Josh Green was among them. He did not attend in person at the White House, but he did join the meeting through a video link. Governor Green is on the line with us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate having you because there are a lot of people in this country who are deeply concerned about whether President Biden can win this election. And even if he does win, whether he has the ability to govern effectively for another 4 years. So based on your personal exchange with him last night, do you think Biden should remain in this race?
This is definitely President Biden's decision. I know the president very well. He's been with us in Hawaii when we went through our crisis on Maui. That was 331 days ago. And so I'll tell you, he stepped up then. And on the, you know, on the call yesterday, of course, I was calling him from Hawaii. He was very clear. He said, "I'm in the race." He was clear thinking. And he did share with me, look, I'm a family physician, okay?
Yeah.
And I asked him the question amongst our governor colleagues. I said, "Look, Mr. President, are you okay? What happened on Thursday? The debate was terrible and you weren't yourself." And he was very open. He said, "I was exhausted." He said that, you know, he was under the weather. He didn't want to make complaints because politicians don't like to suggest that they're human. So, you know, the president was not his best, obviously. And I will tell you this, he's 81 years old. He's elderly, and so is his opponent, the former president. Both the president right now, President Biden, and Trump are going to have moments where they're not, you know, totally clear. It's who they put around themselves, how they respond when they need to. Our president right now stood by my side and helped us recover from the worst disaster we ever saw. The only person in the entire country, and I include Republican governors across the land, the only person in the entire country who bashed Hawaii after we went through the fire in Lahaina was President Trump. So,
but I want to ask you, because you are a physician.
Yes.
The New York Times reports today that Biden told all of you governors yesterday that he just needs more sleep, he just needs to work less at night. And then according to this Times story, you asked Biden a very specific question about his health, and he replied to you that his health was fine and, quote, "It's just my brain." Can I ask you, what did you ask him exactly? What was he referring to when he said, "It's just my brain"?
Right. This is an important point because that was a self-deprecating joke. And I am a physician, and I will tell you that it is difficult for a person to actually put together humor like that if they're not cognitively sound. He was absolutely making a joke. And I know that America may not be in a joking mood right now because about 300 million adults are concerned about what comes next. But that was absolutely just self-deprecating jokes.
But what did you ask him exactly?
I asked, "How are you feeling? Are you okay?" Because I talked to him with some regularity. Mm-hmm. And that was not the person that we normally see, no doubt. You know, on the debate stage, he was getting bashed. He shared a lot of things, and let me actually share with you what he said.
Okay.
He said, yes, he was exhausted. He also said very clearly that it was a strange setup because when they muted each other's mics during the debate, the former president continued to go off like a lunatic in his ear, and that's difficult for any of us. I will share with you, and I've observed the president for decades now, you know that President Biden's mind races ahead and his speech has to catch up. I'm not making an excuse for him. You see that in almost every speech that he gives. And when he goes off script, he will say, you know, fun things or self-deprecating things because he's actually a fairly regular human being. Now, everyone right now is very raw. Everyone's, you know, nerves are on edge because if the president blows this, if President Biden doesn't, you know, kind of pull this off, we're all going to be, you know, essentially exposed to a sociopath for another 4 years.
Do you personally have the confidence that President Biden should be the person running as a Democratic nominee for president and can effectively serve as president for 4 more years?
Well, the answer is a clear yes, unless he steps back, because he won the primary. He actually went through the Democratic process, which is what President Biden believes in, and I think his opponent doesn't, which is he went and got people's votes. If the president doesn't think he can beat Donald Trump, he will hand it off to Kamala if that happens. And I want to tell you, she was fantastic when the governors met with her and the president. So kudos to Kamala. But the president has to make this decision with his lifelong colleagues from the Senate and his wife. Jill Biden is a superstar. They'll make the right decision. They'll make the decision on positive before the convention, because that's when we'll have to really rev this
thing. Do you think the president going forward should be more transparent more often about his health and his stamina with the public?
I think he should, and I think Mr. Trump should go through the processes as well, so we all understand what's lurking beneath his psyche. It's a very important distinction I make here, because if we're going to judge one gentleman who is 81, we should judge the other.
Absolutely.
And we should really determine who's good for the country.
Let me ask you more about last night at the White House. You know, because some governors emerged from that meeting explicitly voicing their support for Biden. Some chose not to. So what else can you tell us about the mood of the meeting, the range of reactions, the range of degrees of enthusiasm for Biden? Was there some variation?
Yes. So you get 25 Democrats together, you get 35 ideas, okay, and allegiances. But the truth was, most people were concerned about the president because, honestly, he's served for now 48 years in office and we care about him. He's carried the mantle for a lot of us and just a lot of ideas. So they were worried about him. They were concerned about him. A couple of people, of course, were a little bit more caustic or a little bit more probing. And I don't think they were doing it out of self-interest. I think
they are legitimately concerned.
No way. If he, if he alienated anybody, you know, there are some states where if it doesn't go as well or they're going to lose anyway, you know, there are red states where we're going to lose forever into the, 30th century. But in those states, if a president were to lose badly, they could lose some of their own seats or their delegation. And that's always the case. I think the president is very likely going to stay in the race, and I think it's very likely that if he is seen as solid going forward, people will then at least judge him versus Mr. Trump.
Well, then let's talk about that. What does Biden need to do, in your opinion, to turn this campaign around in the next few days, next few weeks, to convince more people he is the right person to be running?
Thank you. So the president needs to be good on Stephanopoulos tomorrow.
This is the ABC News interview.
Yes. He has to hug everybody because that's what he does best and share his real life energy with them, which is extraordinary. He needs to be seen in that light as we get towards the convention. Then we'll return more to the baseline and people will then hopefully look at Donald Trump, who really is pathological. And I'm speaking just as a citizen. I've seen, witnessed, and worked with him and people around him, and it's not good. So hopefully the country will see that. They will see the people around Biden, and they'll decide if that's the person for them. If he is not up to it, Joe Biden will be the one that steps out of the race of his own volition because he cares too much about America to cede this thing to Donald Trump, and that's something he did express to us.
Governor Josh Green of Hawaii, thank you very much for your time.
My honor. Take care.
Happy 4th.
You too.